Please welcome to the stage Diana Garten and Cleo Conde. So here's an odd question for you, but what is your favorite season and why, Diana?
My favorite season's fall.
Yes.
Because pumpkin, apple, everything, and it's the best for layering, and layering's the best. And the colors are beautiful.
Yes, I agree with everything you said. I love the layering. I'm pro-layering. Cleo, how about you?
I would have to say summer because minimal clothing.
Opposite takes
so
on it.
So the exact opposite.
Yes.
No layering.
Ebony ivory.
One layer for Cleo.
No layers.
No layers. So this game is called Fairweather Friends, which you guys kind of are already. But this is about famous folks and fictional characters who have weather-related names. Yeah, I know. Good, right? So we'll give you the clues to a person or character and the weather condition, and you tell us their name.
And here is a little weather forecast for you now. The pun warning has been upgraded to a pun watch.
Uh-oh.
So please be very careful out there.
This co-anchor on CBS This Morning and Oprah's Best Friend is a force to be reckoned with. Cleo.
Gail. King?
Yes, Gail King, exactly.
It's hard to believe that a frozen body of water would come straight out of Compton, but this rapper turned actor keeps cool with a career that goes from Friday to next Friday and to the Friday after next. Cleo.
Ice Cube.
Yes, Ice Cube.
Thunder always comes in second place to this red-bodied Disney speed demon, a hotshot race car who travels around like an electric discharge of high voltage. Diana.
Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen, yes. I was taken straight from like a Disney press release. Yeah. Thunder always comes in second place. It's not a kid's movie.
On Three's Company, her character's name was Chrissy Snow, but this actress's real last name conjures thoughts of a much warmer season. Cleo.
Suzanne Summers.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, this is your last question. This Pearl Jam singer's voice behaves like a current of air or water running against the predominant flow. Cleo.
Eddie Vedder.
That's right, taken from one of his press releases.
Well done.
Not true.
He's so foxy, too.
All right, Art, how did they do?
It's clear skies for Cleo because she is our winner.
Congratulations, Cleo. We'll see you for the final round at the end of the show. Coming up, we'll find out how well our VIP Andy Serkis knows the British language. They call it English, but is it? Find out by staying tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.